Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, as always, I ask you, email me your questions, comments, concerns. Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is my email address. Once again, that email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And a social network, so if you have Facebook, you can petition to get into my Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, myself and Mr. J will add you. Mr. J says that his eyes, they work again. You know, I don't believe it, but hey, whatever. So any social media, Twitter, Instagram, follow me, add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk about it. And Mr. J can see right, he'll try and add you also. Maybe. But he blind as hell. So, and because he listens on occasion, I try to diss him as much as possible. Just because I'm just built like that. Anyway, welcome to the Smooth Drama. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Phillips Show. Shout out to my homie Rob, who this weekend got married. He ain't tell nobody. He tried to call me on the low today, like, yo, man, look, you know, I kind of got, yeah, I saw it. I mean, he posted all week on Facebook, social media, like, yeah, I got married. He all happy and smiling in the pictures and stuff, like, yeah, but you ain't want to share that with nobody. It's okay, though. It's all right, Slim. Not gonna hate on you a lot. Anyway, now, shout out to my main man Rob and his new bride. Congratulations. And here's to you guys being together until you're no longer on this earth. Speaking of being together till they're no longer on this earth, Nicki Minaj and Future, their Nicki Hendrix tour is being postponed from low ticket sales. Apparently, nobody wants to see them. I'm just shocked by that. It's like, now I thought Nicki Minaj and Future was like the hottest show ever. I mean, I know I couldn't wait to not go see it. I don't know. They said in Baltimore, 2,000 tickets were sold. LA, 3,400. New Orleans, 1,000. Denver, 1,300. And Chicago, 3,900. And even our hometown, Brooklyn, is only 5,050. And they're saying this is, Live Nation was saying that this tour could be the most disappointing sales of the year for any artist because they put her in the big arenas with 20,000 seat capacity. So, yeah, if they didn't cancel it, you could have got that floor side seat because you didn't want to be like those three people in the upper level by yourself. Yeah, Nicki. Yeah, Future. That's how it was going to go. They say you know, she ain't sold that many records. And I guess the fact that Cardi B then passed her over and is the new chick on the block, which is actually, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because I really do want to say it, but I'm trying to pretend like I didn't want to say it when I do want to say it. It's confusing, huh? It's not real. I mean, Cardi B, I mean, she's real. I mean, I never thought anything about Nicki Minaj was real. I mean, fake booty. And it just, she didn't come off as authentic. When I see Cardi B, I'm like, you know, I can listen to her just by looking at her. Actually, I've listened to some of her songs. It's like, you know, she just comes off way more genuine. I mean, you know, crazy enthusiasm. I mean, because she's just, there's some reality to her where I don't think Nicki has that. I mean, she's just lost the whole, any appeal that she had. Or maybe it's one of those things where people actually respect, like, what you want to say, like, realness now? It's like, are we trending toward people loving real stuff again? And women with fake stuff ain't getting the love? Is that what we doing? I don't know. I hope so. But I'm sorry, but can't say I'm sorry. I'm being confusing again. I'm sorry, but I can't say I'm sorry that Nicki Minaj and Future's tour is being canceled. Not that I was going to go and see, but yeah. Nobody wants to go see it. At least not a lot of people. That's them hardcore fans, though. I mean, you know, 20,000 seat capacity. I mean, if you put those together, 54, 64, 77, 10,000, 11,600 plus the 5, that's 17,650. So if you put all them tickets she sold together, that can almost fill up the 20,000 seat capacity, just one show though. Anyway, I'm gonna stop because I shouldn't even be going there. Actually, I was gonna talk about a little hypocrisy. You know, somebody from Fox News was commenting on CNN, reporter, and their names don't really matter to me because I don't really care. They were talking about, because Trump's wife came out talking about anti-bullying. You know, she's talking about the dangers of social media. On the same day that her husband is, you know, I mean, he's the tweeter of the year. I mean, nobody tweets like him. You want to talk about cyberbullying, he's the guy. I mean, nobody cyberbullies like him. And it doesn't hurt that he's the president, right? So, I mean, I put that like Nancy Reagan, just say no, while Ronald Reagan was selling drugs in the White House. Just say no. This is your brain on drugs. Remember that? All the same time that Ronald Reagan and him and George Bush Sr., they were selling drugs. Funny how that goes. I bring this up because the commentator from Fox News was like, yeah, them coming out on Melania Trump is just disgusting. because they said, what if we had came out and said that kind of stuff about Michelle Obama? Like, we never did that, which is what they were intimating. Like, yeah, we were kind of there. We were there. They're saying that they didn't say anything about Michelle Obama, that she was what she was trying to do better for the country. And I'm like, y'all forget that there was a time when she was talking about, hey, healthy choices for kids and nutrition. And remember that? Folks was mad at her because she wanted kids to be in better shape. And they was calling Michelle Obama fat. It's like, yeah, she didn't have, if she had an ounce of fat, it was in all the good places that the brothers appreciated. But according to Fox pundits, they like, oh, that's too much. And for obvious reasons, they love stick figures, whereas we do not. You know, the fact that they were like, they're like, yeah, talking about her, it's disgusting. It's like, Michelle Obama, y'all still probably still mad at her because she wanted y'all to be in shape, wanted kids to be in shape. Move. Remember, she's like, move, just work out a little bit. They was mad every day, all day. Michelle Obama trying to get people to exercise. What the hell's wrong with her? She don't know us down here in the South. Spitting a tobacco. Just nasty for no reason. Fat and nasty for no reason. Scratching their balls. Their little balls, by the way. Which is the reason why they don't like that extra derriere that the black woman would have. Because, you know, if you try and like some doggy style, you can't reach it. Because you ain't got enough to get up in there into that juicy crevice. Okay, my point, and that's kind of the point, right? I mean, the hypocrisy that goes on, not that it's surprising to anyone, but the fact that, yeah, they're saying, oh, it's disgusting to talk about Trump's wife, but because we would have never done that to Michelle Obama. Oh, but I'm just not gonna go there. I'm gonna jump into the hater. Well, not the hater. I'm tripping. I'm gonna jump into the dumbass of the week. All right, because you know we always got to get that last one in. Dumbass of the week. There's a museum. That was showing a British artist exhibit called Descent into Limbo. It's at the Serrells Museum in Porto, Portugal, right? And so there are signs up saying, hey, it's a hole in the floor, foot deep circular hole coated in black pigment, giving the illusion of a depthless void. And they have signs all over. There's risks, posted warning signs, and they even kept an employee in the room. But a dude who was too dumb to avoid all the signs, well, I guess he couldn't read or whatever, and he fell into the hole and hurt himself. I mean, one, the fact that they call that art once again, it's a black hole. It represents the infinite depths of our souls. Now, that's y'all, homie. That empty hole, that represents oppressors, in my humble opinion.
But, yeah,
he fell in the hole that all the signs say it's a real hole. He was like, he had to find out for himself. So, for that, you stupid, you dumbass of the week. You fall into a hole that you know is a hole. They tell you it's a hole. And you like, nah, I'm going to fall through. Stupid. And on that note, I'm going to go on break. And since I am celebrating, well, I ain't celebrating, but I am commemorating, since this is the Mr. and Mrs. Phillips show, I'm going to go old school with it. This is Sam Cooke. Nothing can change this love.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Sam Cooke. Whew, nothing can change this love. Once again, shout out to my homie, Rob. Congratulations. 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I get pregnant every time I listen to that song. It's one of them songs. Sam was singing them songs. You was listening to Sam Cooke's song, you got pregnant. It just seems like that's what would happen. All right. Speaking of being pregnant, I'm going to talk about something that just grows inside your stomach. That's these haters. Yeah, I have my haters every week. And I'm always amazed by the level of hate that we rise to. But then I'm not amazed. But then I am amazed because it seems like it can spiral on top of itself and just take off in directions that are oh so predictable, but even more astonishingly foolish at the same time. For example, and I'd be remiss if I did not say my hater clip.
Hate, I hate you.
All right, Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke's girlfriend she's pregnant again. And I guess she's a model. And so people on the internet were like mad going in on her, like, oh, you're pregnant again? Give your body time to heal. Like, how dare you get pregnant after having a kid? You're going to get pregnant again? You're going to ruin that body that I jerk off to at night after looking at your pictures. I mean, that's pretty much what these people are saying. They're mad at her because she's having a family. She's bringing life into the world. The horror, right? You know, how you gonna be a model and mess up the body that I jerk off to? Which is basically what these haters are saying. I mean, I'm not shocked, but it's like you would think that when a woman, I mean, because for me, a pregnant woman is like the most beautiful thing that you think of. Oh, and speaking of pregnant women, I have to say, congratulations to my homegirl Keisha, who just had a healthy baby girl. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's what I'm saying. Pregnant women. I mean, their life. You're carrying that beauty, and you give the gift of life. And what they see is, oh, you messing up that body. I'm looking at your body. You messing it up. I mean, it's not messing it up. It's the most beautiful thing. It's why your dumb ass is here. Maybe, I'm going to say it. Maybe if you weren't here, the world would probably be a better place. I mean, allegedly. I don't know. It's hearsay. It's non-admissible in court, or is it? I don't know. I'm not necessarily talking about you, but if you took it that way, I probably am talking about you. I mean, it's aching to me, like when Serena got pregnant, and I'm like mad at her for getting pregnant. Like, how dare you get pregnant? Serena, no! No, Serena, how dare you get pregnant? It's like she get pregnant again, like, no, my life. Why? Why would you do that? It's going to mess up your body. Who's that? Who talks? I mean, that's something that I would think, like, a 12-year-old would say, maybe 15. Grown folks not supposed to talk like that. But that's the environment, the internet environment that we're involved in now. As I always say, it's the internet muscles that people develop. I mean, people are Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, whoever the strongest person is right now. That's who they are on the internet. They, you know, talk crazy like that. For example, there's this woman, I guess she was on Tinder, and she set up a date in New York, I think by a park or something like that, and it was a bunch of guys, and when they all showed up at the same time, she jumped on the stage and was like, all right, so who wants to get in competition to take me out on a date? And some dudes left, but some dudes stayed to actually get involved in the competition. I mean, I would say that those were the suckers, but, you know, I don't want to be sued for libel. But I would say if you stayed for that, you're more likely, in the eyes of a lot of people, you will be perceived as a sucker. Tootsie Roll blow pop ish. You know, and she was like, yeah, I have no shame. I'll do it again. And a lot of guys are trying to date me that were there. Like, and I'm with one of the guys that was there. It's like, okay, but she says she's not selling anything. But I don't really believe her. I don't believe anything people who do stupid stuff like that. I mean, the whole catfish, you know, the fact that they have a show about catfishing is appalling. I don't know if it's still on, but that just the fact that people would lie about who they are, what they are. I mean, it's weird. I don't understand the concept. I mean, you have to be small-minded, a little person in your head. I mean, I'm 6 in the head, going on 36, because I'm lying about who I am. And then the thing that really makes it crazy, over the top, is the fact that they get insulted when they present their feelings to that person, and that person like rejects them. It's like, but you lied. You've been lying this whole time, but that person is supposed to forgive you for that and just take, hey, I'm the same person you talk to. Yeah, you're not, actually. But all that, and that's the internet. People put out their representative. They don't put out the real person. And this is what happens. And you say, What is the common denominator? We know that there's the disparities. We know, like, a guy can meet, it's been talked about, a guy can meet a bunch of women on the internet, do his thing, and he's a player. And if women did that, we know what they'd be called. Which is why women are better at everything than men, because whatever men do, women do the same thing, but you just wouldn't know about it, because women are way better at keeping secrets than men. Our secret, anything that we can do, women can do it 3 times better. It's one of them things. It's a secret, but it's not a secret. I mean, if you're just okay perceptively, you can just look at the reality of situations. It's like, the difference between men and women, aside from the fact that women can get pregnant, is basically, well, and bleed for a week and not die. We can't do that. But also, they just slicker, smarter, whichever one you want to call it. I concede. And there was one argument that was made just this week by WNBA player Skylar Diggins, one of my favorite players. She compared her salary to Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes used to play for the Golden State Warriors. He now plays for the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Skylar Diggins was talking about, you know, there's a, and it's something that WNBA players were talking about, it, and it was highlighted. There was an article where they were talking about how, you know, if you're a girl, you're perceived a certain way playing, if you play sports. And then there's, of course, the salary. Like, the NBA, the players get 50% of the salary. And as far as the share goes with the league. League gets 50%, the owners, and the players get 50%. Where in the WNBA, the women get 20%, and the league gets 80%. Now, you know, there's a difference in marketing and how people view the WNBA. Because, you know, you got a lot of people who love basketball, but they would never turn on the WNBA game. But I'm getting a little too far ahead of myself. I'm going back to what Skylar said. She said, and I quote, "I'm the highest paid player on the Dallas Wings, and my salary is in the low six figures. Harrison Barnes, the highest paid player on the Dallas Mavericks, made $24 million last season. He's definitely younger than me. Do you know his stats? Was he an all-star? I mean, it doesn't matter. But last year, I was first team All-WNBA, which only goes to five players. I was also a WNBA All-Star for the third time." Now, you know, I mean, the argument is, you know, she's saying, I'm better than Harrison Barnes in my league. But he makes, what, 200 times more than what she makes, right? Roughly. And, what was it, 220? One of them, I think it's 200. But anyway, the difference is the NBA generates far more money than the WNBA. Now, I mean, I've always thought that the WNBA, they play in these giant arenas that the NBA plays in, and I would suggest that they shouldn't. They actually should be in the places where the G League is, small, more intimate gyms and places where it would be appreciated that they're there. You know, because I think this is a woman's burden, and y'all know this. If you're a woman listening, you know that society doesn't value you at all, at least not that much. For example, ESPN anchor Beadle, Michelle Beadle, she was talking about, as a reason why this will be my second season, I don't watch NFL. And this is the first year I won't be spending my Saturdays watching college football either. I believe that the sport of football has set itself up to be in a position where it shows itself in the bigger picture to not really care about women. And they don't really care about people of color. But we won't get into that for the NFL either. But as a woman, I feel like a person who's been marginalized. And what she's talking about is Urban Meyer, who coach of Ohio State. He was suspended for three games after the coach that he hired and went to bat for, Zach Smith, who has many domestic abuse, many domestic abuse charges under his name, like beating his woman, his pregnant woman, at the time when he was at Florida, 2009. And most recently, domestic violence is his thing. You look him up, Zach Smith from Ohio. I mean, it's a lot. It's a whole lot. We'll just say that his respect for women is nil. And so Michelle's like, look, they'll propagate people like this up, but won't. But, you know, you can protest against, you can peacefully protest, and these guys can't get a job. You know, he's talking about the feelings of women being marginalized. And this is a case of that. Oh, hold on. I think I have a call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Yeah,
what can
yes,
I do
my
for?
Friend, indeed. Yes, Mr. Phillips and Mrs. Phillips. You know, this is Mike from Singapore, my dear. You know, it's just, you know, racism in the United States is giving a big hassle, big price for United States people. You know, just every weekend, so we can see in Chicago, 100 people are killed or wounded. I mean, are we at war with any country? Of course not. The reason is very clear, because people need good jobs. I mean, they keep saying unemployment is so low, bullshit. I mean, it's not unemployment, it's low. Yeah, you can get a job as a stupid Burger King or Kentucky Fried Chicken, etc., for $8, $9 an hour. Yeah, that's called unemployment is low. No, we deserve, all of us, we deserve the good jobs, minimum at least $15 or if not more to pay, so we can bring ourselves up to date. I mean, otherwise, if people like this, there will be more bloodshed in the United States and more tension. And Singapore right now, but I mean, it's my country anyway. I feel sad about it if you guys go through the Second Civil War.
Well, Mike, I don't think we'll be going into a quote-unquote Second Civil War. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of problems here, but I don't think that there's going to be any successions or anything like that happening, although you never know. But I'm going to guess that's not feasible here. And, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, the racism, it's just, it's in the backdrop of the country, as you know. You say you're from here, even though you're in Singapore right now. You know that.
Yeah, sure. I left it because of racism myself. Yeah, I left it because of racism. Because I work like a dog, like you people. It doesn't matter. We all work like a dog, and they call us cow milk, you know. But at the end, I don't get promotion. I don't get respect that. I don't get, you know, or if, you know, that's why. I mean, you cannot. I mean, in United States, everybody wants to cut the throat of each other to go up. But in Singapore, you don't need to do that. In Asia, you don't need to do that. I mean, in Europe, you don't need to do that. In Canada, it's much more less racism, of course. Racism there, but it's much more, a level is lower. And people, you know, you get promoted as, you know, they see you, you're working like a cow milk, or I work like a cow milk, they give it to me. I don't have to fight for it. You see what I'm saying? That's the problem.
Right. No, and I understand what you're saying, and this was part of what I was saying. I mean, we talk about, you know, I was talking about the WNBA players who saying basically, hey, we play the same game, but we don't get the love, admiration, and we play the game, and, you know, they're saying they're, like, we're scandal-free, but we don't get that love. And when you're talking about the football, I mean, I am on the vow, I'm not watching football. If black people's lives aren't important to the NFL, there's no need for me to watch it. I'm done. I will not watch, and I'm cool with it. I won't miss it. That's just something that's more time for me on the weekend. I mean, and I understand what the woman was saying as far as Urban Meyer goes. I mean, because he's got a guy on his staff that was beating women unmercifully for years. Beat his first wife, beat his second wife, and he's covering it up the whole time. And so,
right.
You know, she's like, well, this dude can get three games. He can get suspended three games. And once again, there's no real outrage. So, Mike, I'm going to have to put you on hold here. But we can
sure.
Revisit this in after the break here. But, yeah, that's the thing. We have what? People who beat people. I mean, beating women unmercifully. And they can be in the game and there's no conflict, nothing. But I can peacefully kneel, and I can't get a job. Yeah, you know, we can say it's racism. We can say it's sexism. You know, all of that comes wrapped in a certain package. Certain things are important. And some other people are not. And on that note, I'm gonna go on a semi break here. Actually, I'm not gonna go on break. Why would I go on break? I don't need to. Well, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do a drop.
Together, you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
Yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to smoothdrummer.com.
You know it's not smoothdrummer.com. That's my man Preacher from Florida. And I am Mr. F the N word, Smooth Drummer Radio. What we were talking about here on the Mr. and Mrs. Phillips show, the congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Phillips show. He better appreciate this, even though he ain't, because he don't care, because he ain't the Karen type. I'm saying it just in case you're listening. I'm saying you ain't the Karen type. Anyway, just don't hit me when you see me. what we're talking about here is basically Groundhog Day, right? Groundhog Day is that same thing that happens day after day after day. Doesn't matter, you wake up, that alarm clock's going to ring, and the exact same thing's going to happen, racist-wise. But, you know, before I get into that, I got to do my thing.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Oh, what is the thing that happened again? There was the little girl who was kicked out of her Catholic school because she had braids. You know, parents were devastated. But for me, I couldn't say I was shocked. I mean, because it's what happens, right? I mean, there's certain things that happen that never shock you. And them not liking a hairstyle is one of them. So, for example, little girl shows up, you know, she's got her extensions, whatnot. This is a common hairstyle, no different than anybody wearing a wig, whatnot. It's not a big deal. although to some it is. And apparently this Catholic school was like, yeah, you know what? This is not going to fly. We're not going to have you in there. And they kicked her out of the school. They removed her from the school. Well, they didn't kick her out, but they removed her, saying you can't have that hairstyle come to school. Now, Mike, you still there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
I have a question for you. Since you are, I believe you talk about football. You know, when Donald Trump said to the people, you cannot knee down when national anthem going on, what is your, views on that, please? Because I'd like to know.
All right, Mike, I'll tell you. My view of that is one, supposedly it's supposed to be your right to be able to do what you want as a citizen. And for those who say, oh, your kneeling is disrespecting the anthem, I would one say, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, if you're a Christian, if I'm not mistaken, in the Bible, one of the commandments is thou shalt have no other foreign idol before me. So you pledging allegiance to a flag is idolatry, and it's breaking the commandment. Unless you're one of them people who says the New Testament washes over the Old Testament, and then we should never have to worry about the Ten Commandments ever again. But as far as them saying, oh, you can't kneel, I mean, hey, they want you to be subservient to their ideology. And we're talking about people who don't really care about people who look like myself. So their opinion really mean nothing to me. So, I mean, I can honestly say that I have never pledged allegiance. I've never stood at a game. I've been to games, and it's why I'm actually late now, because I don't want to have to, like, punch anybody if somebody steps to me.
Right.
I have never stood in my life. Have zero interest in standing. And I mean, if somebody says I'm disrespecting the flag, that flag doesn't represent me anyway.
Yes, you know, I think because, you know, why he said that, because all the players, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, whether it's soccer, international soccer, or most of the sports, I mean, 90% of sports, 80% are blacks. Because you know why? Blacks said, well, you don't give me a job, you don't give me a damn thing, but I have a skills. I go to this so-so-so team, and I make millions of dollars. And Donald Trump is just, you know, he is mentally, he used to be, still, he is a, what you call it, casino. He has casinos. The first thing he told Jim Yong in Singapore, you know what he said to him? He said, well, you have a nice speeches in... So, therefore, I will invest on it. We make money together. That should be violation for impeachment, because he is after business deal. It's not
right
for the real professionalism. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, one, I want to say, Mike, thank you for calling in from Singapore. And like I say, anytime you want to call in and talk, feel free to jump in. All right? We'll put you back on hold, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So, I mean, we know presidency is about deals. It's always been about deals. I mean, one, if Donald Trump wants to get in business with you, run. I mean, I think he's shown that he's not a good businessman. I haven't seen a deal that he's done that's been really that successful. He's just born rich, wealthy and has lost a lot of money, but he had a lot of money to lose. We can't take them chances. I mean, if Donald Trump's involved in the deal, unless I'm getting all my money up front, yeah, I'm not riding with it. And so, why am I even talking about this dude? He's not newsworthy. I mean, I guess he is because he's supposedly in charge. But I mean, he's at this point, everything that he does is to take away from the fact that he did wrong, and everything about him is crooked. I don't think he's ever done anything that was above board. And I guess we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. Speaking of playing out, man, I was talking about Skylar Diggins and women being marginalized in general. You know, I mean, there was the argument, and then there was the counter argument, where she was saying Harrison Barnes is making $24 million and he's not even an all-star. I'm an all-WNBA, and I'm making low six figures. And, I mean, there's no arguing it. I mean, I've never understood why WNBA is not popular. I watch it. I actually enjoy watching them. But I'm a basketball junkie, so any basketball I can watch to a certain extent, all the way down to middle school girls basketball. I mean, I love basketball. But the reason why I'm talking about amongst women, I don't understand why WNBA is not backed more. I mean, you would think that with all the women's advocacy out here, you would think that it would explode. It would be worship. It would be sold out arenas with just all girl fans, women fans. I don't know. I mean, I guess it would take one of the ladies out there to email me, call in, tell me why women don't like women's basketball, but you can watch men's basketball. Aside from the fact that you love watching men shorts move back and forth. Other than that, I'm trying to get why. Somebody. Anyway, I know I did a hater of the week, but I got one more special hater of the week. Probably hater of the decade here. I'm just going to say it. Fuck Madonna. I'm like, Madonna. You know, every time somebody black dies, they break out Madonna. Like, Aretha Franklin died. The VMAs had Madonna give a tribute to Aretha Franklin. Madonna. She goes on there and she's talking about, when Aretha Franklin changed the course of my life, I left Detroit when I was 18, $35 in my pocket. And she goes on her dream, be a professional dancer, and after years of struggling, being broke, blah, 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 blah. She go on talking about herself. Aretha Franklin's dead. Your ass is still alive. We don't really care about your story. I mean, black folks love Madonna like that? I mean, are we asking for Madonna to represent people that we love? I mean, she's giving a tribute she gives the tribute to Aretha Franklin, Madonna. Not Patti LaBelle. I know they had their little struggles, whatnot. But you would think that there are plenty. Lauryn Hill. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that you can pick. Pick any of the young people coming up talking about, oh, yeah, Aretha Franklin. Madonna? I mean, she did a Prince tribute, remember? Wasn't that hot in the streets? A lot of folks forgot how terrible her tribute to Prince was. Or they didn't. I don't know, but I just remember it was happening. I'm like, Madonna. It's Madonna. I mean, bad enough she was giving the tribute to Aretha Franklin in her Moroccan suit, whatever. I don't know. But then she did the tribute to Prince. That was terrible. And before that, she did a Michael Jackson tribute. I'm like, it's Madonna. Now, as a black man, I would think that on some things, we would have like a vote. There'd be something on the internet. It would just pop up in my email. I check my spam. I check my emails daily. I got like 4 or 5 emails. So, but I still cycle through them. And I didn't get anything that said, hey, how do you feel about Madonna, yay or nay, giving a tribute to Aretha Franklin? I didn't get that. And when she did it for Prince, I didn't get an email for that. Nor did I get an email for the Michael Jackson tribute. So we just gonna roll out Madonna without black folks voting on it. I mean, now, I didn't watch it. Because, I mean, if you say that Madonna's gonna be on it hosting, I'm already not watching. I didn't see what people saw when she was in her prime. But now she's past her prime and we're still looking at her. I mean, were we really all checking for Madonna like that? Black folk? Just saying, not being racist, but I am. Madonna. Do I have to say anything else? Fuck Madonna. Why is Madonna the one giving out all the praise and, oh yeah, Madonna? I'm saying, can we do something? Can we do something for us? Please? I'm tired of other people doing what we should be doing. I mean, Mike was talking about in Singapore, the people dying in Chicago. I mean, it's terrible. Because we can kneel and talk about police brutality, but they're not going to take us seriously until we take ourselves seriously. So when in 3 days 58 people die in Chicago, that's unacceptable. And we should kneel and try to fight that also. I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Once again, special shout out to the homie Slim. Congratulations. I'll holla. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.